The Grandview Steelers recorded another franchise first this weekend. The Burnaby squad's first shutout of the 2023-24 season, a 1-0 victory over Port Moody on Saturday, September 23, was also their first ever as a newly designated Junior, A, Tier 2 club. And it was the sharp eye of a locally born and raised player that got the job done on the road. Ronan Geraghty turned aside all 32 shots he faced from the Panthers between the pipes at Port Moody Arena for the second clean sheet of his junior hockey career and first since November 2021. The 19-year-old was given the game's top star honors for his efforts to also claim his first win of the new campaign. The next day, Sunday, September 24, he arguably had the best seat in the Burnaby Winter Club barn to watch his fellow goaltender Cheyenne Kermany set a new personal record. Grandview defeated Ridge Meadows 5-2 to improve to 3-1-0-1 on the season. Kermany stopped a career-high 48 pucks on 50 shots for his second win in three starts this year. Kermany was the difference maker as the Flames went scoreless on power plays, 0-5. Forwards Lucas Cox and Stephen Konecny each scored two goals over the weekend, while Colby Lonjo notched a goal and an assist. The Steelers are currently third in the Tom Shaw Conference of the Pacific Junior Hockey League, PJHL, behind the Arkman Sockeyes and Delta IceHawks. Both are undefeated at 6-0. Grandview will endure another back-to-back stint of hockey this weekend, which will include hosting the aforementioned Sockeyes on Sunday, October 1 at Burnaby Winter Club. Puck drop is set for 7:15 p.m. On Saturday, September 30, the Steelers will visit the White Rock Whalers. Trade alert. Last weekend, Tanner Milne also made his debut with the Steelers. The 20-year-old forward from Delta was traded to Grandview on September 19 from the Richmond Sockeyes in exchange for future considerations, according to a team statement. Milne, prior to joining the Burnaby club, recorded 21 goals and 49 points in 55 games in two PJHL seasons,